Welcome into the county seat in downtown Lillington. This is Camel Call Live, and it is a softball takeover, a softball celebration, as Campbell Softball is your CAA regular season champion. It is their, get this, their fourth straight conference championship, but Campbell's first ever in any sport in this, their first year in the CAA. And boy, did they do it in epic fashion, traveling up to Delaware to take on the defending champs. Campbell had to sweep the three-game series with the Blue Hens, who did everything they could to make it hard on the Camels, including the final two games of the series, a doubleheader, and still this team came out on top. This Thursday afternoon at noon in Wilmington, North Carolina, they will begin their quest for a record fourth straight NCAA tournament appearance. They are trying for the double. They have won both the regular season and tournament title the past 3 years, and they are going for a fourth straight year now. The CAA tournament is at UNCW. Campbell gets a first-round bye and will take on the winner of Elon and UNCW. Semifinals on Friday, championship game scheduled for noon on Saturday. All the games will be on Flow Sports. We've got a great show for you tonight. The entire softball team is here. We will hear from head coach Trina Prater later in the show, some of the hitters, some of the position players. But first, joining me now, two pitchers from the best pitching staff in the CAA with a 1.58 ERA in conference as a team. And joining me, two of the incredible pitchers on the pitching staff, Bella Smith and Hannah Lear. All right, Hannah, we will start with you first. You are a freshman. What does it feel like helping this team win another conference championship?
It feels like a great experience to be a part of. Bella's set a great example for, I think, everybody on the staff. So it really just meant everything to be a part of that moment on Saturday.
You talk about being part of that moment on the Saturday. You started the championship clinching game, or you picked up the win, rather, in the clinching game, giving up just two hits. As just a freshman, did you feel the pressure? How did you handle it all?
I had really great players around me. I know Delaney was having my back the whole time, telling me, like, you got this. I think I was just had the mindset of do this for Bella and obviously everybody else on the team. I need to have everybody's back and just do what I can.
Bella, we will get to you. This is championship number 3 for you here at Campbell. How is this one different for you when you think about it?
I think this one's different because of the adversity that we've faced this year, especially in the beginning of the season. And then playing with the players that are seniors this year are really close friends of mine, and I'm really close with pretty much everyone on the team, but doing it for the seniors and with the seniors was just really special, and doing it with this coaching staff and the amazing administration that we have, it was just a lot of fun.
You talk about adversity. It seems like a million years ago, but it wasn't really. A lot of injuries at the beginning of the year, and including yourself, a 1-9 start. Talk about how this team persevered through it all.
I think we stayed together as a close-knit family, and that's what was able to bring us to the top. We didn't let anything tear us down. We didn't let anything beat us up. We just kept grinding and kept working hard, and we knew that if we kept working hard and kept our head down, that it would all work itself out.
We'll brag on you a little bit, Bella. For the fourth time this year and second straight week, you are our CAA Pitcher of the Week in the conference. This weekend, you went 2-0 in the circle with a save. And two wins. You started all three games, re-entered to secure the final two outs, 17 and two-thirds innings, a .40 ERA, 18 strikeouts, six hits you scattered throughout. Three straight CAA openers now. You have allowed one hit as you had back-to-back no-hitters. When you think about your career, and you have done a lot here at Campbell, as we'll talk about, what has this been like on this heater that you've been on for the past 3 weeks?
It's just exciting being able to do it with Sav as my other battery, and knowing that she's graduating this year and getting to have that success with her and us working hard. It's really fun and working great with Coach Aravalo, and I'm just hitting my spots and spinning the ball, and the defense has my back, so it's just fun.
You talk about this senior class. Hannah, we'll go back to you because this is a senior class. Some of them started during COVID, had that year wiped out, but they have only known winning. They have only known championships. What is it like being around them day in and day out?
I think it's really just their mindset, like any situation that we're in, whether it's practice or in the game. And I feel like as the freshman class, we can all feel secure that they know what they're doing and that they can give a good example of what it's like to be a part of a winning program.
But Bella, you talk about how close this senior class is and how they tie in really everybody. What have you experienced from them through 3 years now?
We have each other's backs through everything. I mean, I think I could literally call any of them at 3 a.m. to pick me up on the side of the road, and they would. And I mean that wholeheartedly. We have each other's backs through injuries. We have each other's backs through sickness. We're just always there for each other, and we're a really close family, and it's a great experience for sure.
This pitching staff, Bella, has been really good all year, but really hitting their stride in conference play, as I talked about, an ERA that's around 1.5, that's just incredible. What has gone right with this with this pitching staff? How have you all gelled during really the toughest part of your whole season?
I mean, we have an amazing leader, Coach Aravalo. She's amazing to work with in the bullpen every day. She makes sure that we work with our catchers and they're comfortable catching everything that we throw at them. She really puts emphasis on locating. We all know we got to locate. So as long as we locate and we hit our spots and we throw the pitch that we're supposed to, I mean, we know that the defense has our back, so there's nothing to lose.
Hannah, how close is this pitching staff? It's interesting, you know, you guys are going for different playing time and different spots in the circle. How does that work with so many of you that are so talented?
I think that we were able to build a really good relationship among the five of us. We usually play like a little game of hockey before we all warm up, and it gets intense sometimes, I'll be honest. But I think it's really just brought us closer together, even in bullpen, and Coach Aravalo is obviously the one to like start that for us.
What makes her so special, so different than pitching coaches you've had in the past?
I think she just reinforces that at the end of the day, she just wants us to be ourselves and trust our stuff. Like, that's the biggest part. Like, locate, obviously, but believe in yourself.
You know, too, you're not only the best pitching staff in this entire conference, but you are backed up by the best hitters in the entire conference with so many things at their first and including batting average. What is it like knowing that you don't have to be perfect, although you have tried over the past couple of weeks, but you don't have to be perfect to go up there and get a win? What is that like, Bella?
It takes a huge weight off of your shoulders, knowing that if I give up 1, 2, 3, however many runs, I know that my team is going to have my back, and they're going to come up, and they're going to fight with their bats, and they're going to answer back. And I know that if I give up runs, it's not going to put a burden on them to feel like they have to produce. They're just going to do it either way. And then I also know on defense they're going to have my back as well.
Well, we'll also brag on that, too. This is the team that during CAA play, the fewest errors, the best fielding percentage of any team in the CAA. As you talk about it, the defense makes such a difference, doesn't it?
It does. It's huge. I know that as long as I hit my spot, they're going to make a play, and they're going to make amazing plays. They're going to save my butt a bunch, and it's huge knowing that going on the mound, that's the support that I have behind me.
Hannah, you came here all the way from Texas. We do have a few from the Lone Star State that are on this team, including some from the Houston area where you're from, just a suburb there. Take me back a year. You're still in high school at this time. I'm committing to Campbell. Why was this the place for you?
I think it was just the coaching staff that really made up my mind. Coach Aravalo was so welcoming, and like she was so easy just to talk to, which I didn't feel like I have to put any extra effort into being myself around her, especially with Coach Prater and Coach Hill, and with the addition of Coach Myers. Like, they've all just been so welcoming, and the insight they've given me to the game of softball has been amazing.
Let's take you back a little bit. You started this year. You guys played – we talk about that start, but you guys played a really, really tough schedule. You were thrown in the fire there early, especially with the injuries, and you had a couple of starts. Was like, okay, these are solid starts for someone that's a freshman. And then you throw a perfect game against Winthrop. Take me back to that time, and how did you really catch on so quickly?
I don't know. I just think going into that game, I just wanted to trust myself. I think that's what was holding me back. But the games before, I didn't have trust in all of my pitches because, like, obviously I know there's some weaker than others, but Coach Arevalo really helped me leading up to that game to feel secure. And, like, we didn't have anything to lose. So that's the mindset I pitched with the whole time.
Even though you're a freshman, of course, and Bella has done some pretty good things this year, but, of course, she doesn't have a perfect game. Do you hang that over her head a lot?
Of course not.
You should.
That's me.
No, I know, I know. And I say that in jest because, you know, Bella, you're no-hitters and back-to-back. One, you did down, of course, at UNCW against a team that was right with you in the standings, and then coming home and doing that. Those back-to-back starts, when you go back and think of them, what was different that night? What was so special about those back-to-back no-hitters?
I think I was just fighting for my team. I never really go into a game thinking, okay, I have to get a no-hitter, or I have to do this or certain things. I'm just fighting every pitch and trying to win every pitch, and as long as I do that, those no-hitters come. But it's not like I'm really trying specifically as to hit that, I guess.
Yeah, as we have talked about, you know, last year so many records with wins and strikeouts. This year, just your third year here at Campbell, you have broke the strikeout record. You are tied for the all-time wins record with Brittany Stanley Lee. I know someone that you know around the program. She was just inducted into the Hall of Fame. Have you been able to wrap your head around that? What does it mean to you with this great softball tradition to be one of the best pitchers that has ever been in the circle here?
I don't really think it's really sunk in yet. I think I'm just so focused on getting this four-peat with the team that, like, that's really all I've set my eyes on. But it is crazy sometimes to think about. I mean, I think about when I was a little girl starting to play softball. I didn't ever think I was going to make it to D1, even in college. So, I mean, it's crazy to think that, like, all of the work that I've put in has really paid off, and that I'm getting to do it with people that I genuinely love.
Well, and we take you back to the fact that you did not begin your collegiate career here at Campbell. You are from the Raleigh era. You were somewhere else in year number one. You came here. You've stayed here. What has made this place your home over the last 3 years?
I think it's really special for me being able to be so close to my family and having them be able to come to the games. And I'm a huge family person, so that means a lot. I get to see my cousins whenever I want. My parents get to come to all the games. But also, like, Campbell to me is home away from home, even though I am so close. The coaching staff, I mean, they're like more mothers to me. These girls are all my sisters, and it's home away from home, but it's also a family away from family.
No doubt. What is special about this bunch, about this championship team?
We have each other's backs through anything. We all have a common goal to get a four-peat and go even further and continue to make history within Campbell and within Campbell softball. And we also love our coaches. And, I mean, the mutual respect is there. And so we're just all really, really close. And it's fun. It's never forced.
Hannah, as you can tell, one of the leaders on this team talking about four-peat and mentioning the four-peat, and you've got the four in the regular season and now, of course, going for the four straight tournament. Is that just an ongoing theme every day, every game for you all?
Yeah, it definitely is, because the idea is always to be able to give this group of seniors something that not many people can say they've done, which is win a championship each year they've been in college.
Yeah, yeah, just incredible. So, coming up, the tournament, of course, so many good teams. I mean, there's only five others, but, you know, they're the cream of the crop, including two that you have just played recently, UNCW and Delaware. What is your mindset going in?
Just be in attack mode the entire time. I mean, that's all that the coaches ask from us. That's all that we can do. I'm sure that Bella can say the same thing. We trust every part of this team to get the job done, and we're going to do that.
Bella, how much does that change when you have been through this before? A team in UNCW that you pitched against 2 weekends ago, of course, last week in Delaware, you know you're going to see one, if not both, of those teams multiple times in this tournament. What has to change when you're playing a team that you have played and beaten so close together?
I would say going back and watching the way that we played against them the first time and seeing where you can fix the little things to make the game even better. So, for example, going back seeing how I pitched to hitters, okay, could I get something a little bit more inside or could I get something a little bit more off the plate? Or just also changing your approach of, okay, I threw a little bit more up, so I'm going to throw a little bit more down. Just keeping them on their toes and knowing that we have the upper hand because we know what we're throwing to them.
How excited, how confident are you all going into this tournament?
We're excited, and I know that we're also confident, but we know we have a target on our back, and we know that just because we won the regular season doesn't mean that we get to ease up and we get to cruise. We still have that target on our back, and we have to fight, and that's what we're going to do.
Fight indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, two of the CAA leading pitching staff in Bella and Hannah. Okay, stick around. We got a lot coming up. Coach Prater will be with us for our final segment, but we'll talk to some of these great Campbell hitters coming up after the break. You're listening live to a softball championship takeover on Camel Call Live.
The Fighting Camel Club empowers student-athletes to lead with purpose on and off the field. Over the past 3 years, donations to the FCC have helped fund scholarships, facility enhancements, health and wellness improvements, and the greatest needs of the athletics department. With our move to the CAA, the need for your support has never been greater. Memberships begin at just $100 and can get you access to exclusive merchandise and seating. Head to GoCamels.com and hit the Give button.
Welcome back to Camel Call Live from the county seat in downtown Lillington. It's a softball championship takeover after our Campbell softball team for the fourth straight season wins the regular season, three former seasons in the Big South, and now in the CAA, the first ever CAA title in Campbell history, period. And if you haven't already, we invite you to join the rebooted Fighting Camel Club. The Fighting Camel Club empowers student-athletes to lead with purpose on and off the field. Donations to the FCC have helped fund facility enhancements, health and wellness improvements, career and professional development, recruiting and retaining coaches, and more. Memberships begin at $100, and you can get exclusive merchandise. Head to GoCamels.com and hit the Give button. Back to softball now and a trio of Campbell hitters, because this season, Campbell hitters, get this, led the conference with a .330 team batting average. Also, leading the conference in triples, which I know that was a goal coming in. Sacrifice flies and sacrifice hits. They have the lowest strikeouts of any team in the entire CAA to add to that. And the best fielding percentage of any team in the conference. How about that? Committing just 18 errors in 27 conference games. 18 errors in 27 conference games. Alyssa Hinault, Tyra Parker, and Lindsay Lumsden are with me right now. And Tyra, we will start with you. Tyra hitting over 400 in CAA play. Tyra, when you think about this year and how potent this offense has been, what sticks out to you?
I'll say our energy and the fact that we all want to win. So we'll do anything it takes to get that extra base, to put balls in play and compete against one another.
You know, I was trying to describe to someone that was watching you all over the weekend, and whenever I see you play, it's amazing, because when one mistake is made, particularly when you guys cause chaos out there on the base pass, when one mistake is made, someone will steal second, then someone will come home, then someone else goes to third. Is that a mindset? How do you train to do that?
I don't think it's something trained. We all have it. It's like we all fight to get the next base in every situation possible. We're always pushing ahead, and our coach really pushes that mindset when we play on the field. So it's like second nature.
You've been through a couple of these before. What does it feel like to get this one after all you all have gone through this championship?
It feels great. I feel like this year has been the hardest, me personally playing softball, but somehow at the end we always come through. Our work ethic, I feel like, is better than anyone in the CAA, and that's why we deserve to win.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Okay, Alyssa Hinault, sitting right next to me, the pride of Wake Forest, North Carolina, also hitting over 400 in CAA play and in the top 10 in CAA play, leading the league in triples as well. What has been working so well for you here in your young career?
I think just leaning on my teammates and leaning on God. I know that my teammates are always going to have my back, even if I don't get the job done. And just whenever I feel pressured in moments, just knowing that whatever I do, just lean on the Lord and he'll always have my back.
It's interesting you bring up pressure, because I have this written down here right now. You know, it's hard to think about back to it, but you guys were keeping your head above water at the beginning of this conference season, winning series. But you all literally had to win 14 of your last 15 games, and you knew that you had to stay close enough to Delaware to be able to go up there and get a sweep, which is not easy. What has it been like playing with this kind of pressure, knowing every game is a must win for the last 2 months?
Yeah, I mean, I think what helps is practicing with these girls. We have so many competitive players on our team, and we compete with each other every day. So when we step into the game, it feels normal. It feels like practice, and we could just play for each other. But yeah.
How much competition is there day in and day out practice-wise?
It gets heated sometimes, especially in scrimmages. We start arguments. It's a fun time, but we're really competitive.
Lindsay Lumsden is a true freshman, believe it or not. She is leading the league in doubles. She's in the top 10 in RBI. Take me back to, again, I'll ask you what I asked Hannah a year ago, when you're still in high school, thinking about coming here and signing with Campbell. Why was this the place for you?
I definitely wanted to come to school in North Carolina, so it was definitely one of the top in here, and the winning culture definitely drew my attention, and then having the nice home environment where you're not, like, in a giant city definitely drew me here.
Yeah, because coming from outside of Atlanta,
yes,
right?
Sir.
So it's a little bit different than Atlanta.
Yes, very different.
What do you like about Buies Creek? What do you like about this community since you've been here?
I definitely like that I can talk to anybody because everyone's very friendly. And then creating relationships with most everyone pretty much at school definitely helps, because, like, if you're in a class, you're like, hey, like, can you help me out here? Or even, like, all the other athletes in that matter, too.
Joining this team, as you said, so many competitions, so many student-athletes and teammates that have been here and have won championships and have played, to come in and to compete with them, what was that like, being a true freshman and trying to do that?
It definitely wasn't easy to begin with. I definitely was thrown into a pool of people who like to win. It's obviously very competitive, and I feel like I'm also very competitive. I want to win. Grew up winning. So it was definitely kind of like a comfort thing, but like being pushed out of my comfort zone as well to fit into these group of winners.
What do you like about this group? You guys seem so close-knit. What's special about this team?
Definitely that you can lean on pretty much anyone. Like Bella said, you can probably call anyone on this team at 3 a.m. and they'd come pick you up. So definitely knowing that, like, you can form a relationship with everybody on this team.
Tyra, you've been a part of multiple championship teams. What makes this one special? What makes this one a little different as a whole?
I'll say that after every year, I feel like we do get better. This team particularly, there's a lot of more young girls on this team. So we're, like, mentoring them and showing them our ways of winning, but I feel like everyone here is experienced in winning, and I feel like that's the difference between our team now and the teams before.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess you're right, but you talk about there are seniors on this team that have only know winning. Is that a special environment when you go into every game knowing you can win literally any game?
Yes, that's the most important thing. Like you said earlier with Alyssa, we had to win 14 games. Out of the 15, I didn't even know that we needed to win those 14 games, honestly. I just knew that we go into every game knowing we have to win, and we will do it.
Alyssa, speaking of winning, there's been so many big wins for you all this year. You growing up in this area, number one, you knew that Duke didn't have a softball program 10 years ago, but they did have a softball program, and they have moved up to being one of the top programs, not only in the ACC, but the entire country, ranked in the top five. You all have played them before. You go up to Duke and end up beating a top five ranked Duke team. The biggest upset and the biggest win in the history of Campbell sports, not only softball. What was it like, and what gave you the confidence to go up there to Durham and do what you did?
Yeah, I mean, what gave me the confidence, just my teammates and my coaches. Like I said before, knowing that they always have my back. And I think for me, it's really special playing teams like that in state, because when I was younger, when I was growing up, everyone wanted to go to schools like that, big Power 5 schools. And I knew that my home was going to be somewhere like Campbell, and I'm lucky I found Campbell. And I think playing against those teams and competing with them just shows people what schools like Campbell are capable of, and that I've made it, I guess. And yeah, it's really fun and reassuring when you have success like that, and you're not on the biggest stage, or you're not at a Power 5 school. That we're playing for Campbell University and Buies Creek, and we beat Duke. So.
That's amazing. You've been through times like this before. What is it like when you guys have been done with classes, done with finals? And a lot of people don't realize, you know, you're at the meat of your season. You're talking about all these must wins. And then, oh, by the way, you've got to study for a biology exam. You've got to study for physics. You guys play four, sometimes five times a week. When all that is to the side, what is it like just being with your teammates and coaches and concentrating on softball, quote unquote, full time?
Oh, it's fun. I've always said this is my favorite time of year. When I've finished school, I finished school strong, and all I could focus right now, my focus is on the postseason and just having fun with my teammates. This is the best time of the year, making it to the postseason and competing, so I love it.
Lindsay, what has it been like for you trying to be a student and an athlete during this trying semester?
It's definitely been difficult, but I feel like I've pushed through and done a very good job of it. I feel like I have very good time management, so it's been not as bad as I was anticipating it to be, but it definitely was difficult trying to manage, like, let me study for this final, but then I also have to go to practice and then go back to studying right after, which was hard, but I think we got through it. We got through it. I have people to lean on, so.
Finally, how excited is this team to go and try to win another championship down the road in Wilmington?
It's definitely very exciting. It's definitely something that we've been looking forward to all season. Like, very exciting going through. We've definitely worked for it, so I feel like it was kind of like a, let's go do it. Let's go win some more.
Alyssa, what is the secret to getting through a conference tournament and coming out on top?
Ice baths and competition at practice and leaning on each other, having fun. Yeah, I think lately we've been playing just for each other, not worrying about – we always say don't worry about what's going on in the other dugout. So I think just playing for each other, having fun, and leaving it all out on the field.
Tyra, you've been through a lot of these. What would you say is the secret to going down to Wilmington and coming out on top?
I don't agree with the ice bath part, but I would say it's the winning mentality. I feel like there's a lot of girls out there who have a lot of the athletic capabilities to play softball, to catch a ball, to hit it, to throw it, but it's the fact that we want to more than everybody, and I think that's why we're going to win.
Who's the fastest player on the team?
Me.
Alyssa?
Probably Tyra.
There you go. You heard it here first. Let's give them a hand. Three of the best hitting team in the entire CAA. Thank you so much for being up here. When we come back after the break, we will talk to our head coach, Trina Prater, of the four-time champion Campbell Camels. Back with more Campbell Call Live from the county seat in downtown Lillington after this.
The Fighting Camel Club empowers student-athletes to lead with purpose on and off the field. Over the past 3 years, donations to the FCC have helped fund scholarships, facility enhancements, health and wellness improvements, and the greatest needs of the athletics department. With our move to the CAA, the need for your support has never been greater. Memberships begin at just $100 and can get you access to exclusive merchandise and seating. Head to GoCamels.com and hit the Give button.
Hey, welcome back into Camel Call Live from the county seat in downtown Lillington. Final show of the season coming up in 2 Mondays. Hopefully we will be talking about all the fun of a possible fourth straight NCAA tournament appearance to our champion Campbell softball team. Four straight regular season titles, and I know I'm a little biased, but I know this one has been the toughest. And for to tell me about this amazing accomplishment in just her second year with this Campbell softball team, head coach Trina Prater. In her second year, folks, she has already racked up 76 wins, 2 regular season titles, 1 tournament title, and going for a fourth. First off, we have hinted at it a little bit, and rightfully so, as you're getting some well-earned applause here. Take us through this season, the challenges that you all have faced.
I don't think we have enough time to go through all the challenges that we faced, because it started, I believe, like week one that we came back on campus. So, but we always talk about everything that we went through was necessary for us to get to what we just accomplished. We went through a lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of growing pains, a lot of living up to the standards, setting the standard, holding each other accountable for standards, all those little things which aligned us to be prepared to be champions again.
Well, you talk about it, Coach. You talk about this standard that you have built. You came in and took over a team and a program that had success and won back-to-back titles. What has it taken to not only come in and take over this program, but you have installed a standard and a culture that has just kept winning?
I think our culture, the difference, and maybe me and what we have been able to accomplish with Coach Hill, Coach Myers, and Coach Arvalo, she always gets mad when people butcher her name. We just try to get them to love the game again, right, and to play for the person on the left and the right, and to appreciate the opportunities that they have to be out there. And we made it fun. We made it loose. We allow them to be their authentic selves, no matter how crazy, quirky, or whatever that is. They're able to be them, and I think that's what allows us to thrive and be successful.
You talk about success. You guys leveled up when it came into conference. You're in a CAA conference that has gotten multiple NCAA tournament bids at times. Some rich programs as far as a lot in the Northeast, and of course down here in the Southeast, pretty good. When you think about the gauntlet that you ran and having to win now, when you look back at it, 14 out of the last 15 games, what did that take?
It just took for us to be ourselves. Really, at the end of the day, it's about us against us. When we lost games this year, the 10 that we lost by 1 or 2 runs, it was because we beat ourselves, not because the other team beat us. We might have got our heads beat in twice, I think, all year, where we didn't show up, lots of errors, all of those things. Other than that, all the losses we had were self-inflicted, and that's why I think I was able to put things in perspective, and I knew what we had. I knew the talent that we had. It was just a matter of us figuring out the right formula that would allow us to rise to the occasion.
You talk about this perspective. You cleaned up so much going into this last stretch, really, when we talk about the 15 games, but it was over a month of really, really good softball. What did you see your team do in that time? How did you level up and kick it into a fifth gear?
I think we focused on the little things. Coach Hill and Coach Myers pretty much live out there in the cages during the week prior to practice, working with each offensive player who signs up for extra work individually. And so those 30 minutes after 30 minutes after 15 minutes after 30 minutes, all of those individual workouts, that's how you get to be great. That's how Lindsay, as a freshman, she bought on to the formula of what does it take to be successful. Ashton Porter didn't see the field for a long, long time, got an opportunity at Wilmington. I think she batted 800 that weekend. So it's we really have the motto of work while you wait, and then when that opportunity presents yourself, like, you'll be ready. And I think I talked about a couple weeks ago with KT, hadn't played for over a month, and then we put her in crucial situations, and every single ball found her, and she made the play. like she'd been out there all year. So I think the standard of our practices, like you talked about with the other girls, is that every rep does matter. Like, I was still mad today at Tyra and Alyssa because they had a horrible offensive practice. And even though they're our best hitters, I think it's across the board. I hold everybody to the same standard. Swing the bat, be aggressive, don't take it lightly. Like, that, we won that championship, but we're on a mission to somewhere else. And if we're wasting reps, like, we need to get better. So I think they understand that. It doesn't matter if you're a starter or you're somebody who doesn't get as much playing time. I'm going to stay on you regardless because you're going to be the one up in the box when the game is on the line. And that can't be the first time that you felt pressure or you felt like you were in that situation. And you have to know that you're good enough and you're prepared. And I think we went on this run because we finally, after Duke, and I think Alyssa said this in one of our team meetings, we knew we were good, but until you play somebody better than you, right, a top five in the country, three at the time, you really don't know how good you are. And so that solidified them of all the work that they put into this season was to prove, like, you're good. You're a postseason team. We're a regional caliber team. If we do what we got to do this week, we'll earn the right to move on.
Absolutely. You talk about that, Duke. I remember you saying that, you know, that this is a team that your goal was to then go undefeated for the rest of the season, and you truly nearly did that. How satisfying is it when you think about what you have been through and lifting that trophy up in Delaware a couple days ago?
I'm happy for them. Like, we've pushed this team mentally, physically. We've had ups and downs. We all have things going on in our own lives with our families, coaching staff, players included, and we're all navigating this year together and leaning on each other in our ups, in our downs, through all of our adversities that we've went through. And like I told them, we've been battle tested, so we're going into this with more experience and more adversity than I feel like possibly anybody else. We also did warrior mindset training in the beginning of the year, and I think that brought a whole lot of, look at them, they're having PTSD now. It brought a lot of things out of some of the quieter ones. I got to see who really was a dog, who had it in him, who was a fight, who do I want to go down the alley with? And everybody got to look left and right, and you found a new appreciation for each other. And by the time we finally got to play a softball game, they said, and we did our conditioning test, which was another big monumental moment for them. They said, nothing can stop us from what we're trying to do. Nobody's working as hard as we're working, and they believe it. And we go out there every day and try to show it.
You got to tell me a little bit more about that, because I saw some of the faces of some of your players when you talked about the warrior mentality. What was that training like?
It was hard. It was probably the hardest thing that a lot of them have ever done in their lives. It was the first time that some of them had ever fought. You got to put on some boxing gloves and fight some of the Marines and keep going, and they had to work together, and they had to do their part so that the person in the ring could get out of it, and then those that got in going guns blazing, like, ran out of gas, and then there's people on the outside, you have to work and do your part, and then when you didn't accomplish the mission, you started over, and then the next group came through, and they tried to, and it took them a long time to realize that, what is the mission? And once they finally figured out what the mission was, it wasn't just to beat him down. It was to be able to execute what the mission was. And then when they got that, then it finally was like a relief. And they realized if we just kind of work together and pay attention to what the goal is for that obstacle, we could be successful. And when we're not, we just continue to make it harder and harder on each other.
Wow. That sounds like something, and it definitely pulled off for a fourth straight regular season title. Okay, when we come back from the break, we'll brag a little bit on your hitters and your pitchers. The final segment coming up after the break. This is a softball championship edition on Camel Call Live. Welcome back to the County Seat in downtown Lillington. It's a softball championship takeover today. Our Campbell softball team's already conference champions for the fourth straight season. They will head to Wilmington, North Carolina, just a couple of hours down the road for the CAA conference tournament. They start play this Thursday at noon. GoCamels.com has all of your information, ticket information to go down and see them play as, man, if you haven't had a chance to see them yet, please do. They are in an unbelievable team with some unbelievable spirit. All the information at GoCamels.com. Their head coach, Trina Prater, is joining me here. And, Coach, we were talking a little bit about it during the commercial. You know, we were talking about how so intense in practice, so intense in the off season, all this training that you do, but something that you do, too, that is unique from other coaches I've been around, you keep them loose in some different ways. Talk about, one, some of those ways, and, two, why it's important to your team.
Yeah, we have to dance, right? When we didn't dance, I think it was Wilmington, we didn't dance a game because it was so hot. We retired, we didn't dance, and then we lost. And then the next day, they was like, everybody get out of here, we got to dance. We didn't dance yesterday. It's a part of who we are. We bring our own music so that whatever the vibe they're trying to set, we just keep our vibe. Delaney McDilda has a playlist for us, and she keeps us moving and shaking the whole time. We go in the cages, we got our vibe. We got our songs when we walk by people just to send whatever message we want to send that day, and then we dance. If they're not dancing by the time I'm ready to go to home plate, I'm like, where's the music? Who got the song? Sweeney, get him out here. That's kind of just, we are who we are. We like to dance. We like to be loose, and that's how we kind of just take it easy out there and come into the game with a even keel.
And is that what you think it does? It sets the tone and maybe takes some of this pressure off that really you guys put on yourself?
Yeah, pressure is what you make it, right? Pressure is perception. So if you make it a pressure situation, then it's pressure. But there's nothing that we'll face going into this week that we haven't faced before, so nobody should feel pressure. We're going to feel opportunity. Because we've been in all of these situations before. There's only one team we haven't faced yet. So I feel like we're very, very prepared for the opponents that we're going to face. And if for some reason we cross paths with Hofstra, we'll still be ready because they've been battle tested. They've seen lefty pitchers. We've faced good competition. So I'm just excited. It's just a matter of we have to play clean defense and hit the ball ultimately. If our offense explodes, we're unstoppable.
You talk about that offense hitting over 340 in conference play, the most doubles, the most triples, and the triples, it was interesting when we sat back here before the season started, I think it was back in January, you were telling me that that's a goal and you certainly hit it, but talk about that mentality, taking the extra base, stealing bases, creating all the conflict on the base pass.
Yeah, I love that. I love that we have a team that we can put the pressure on the defense. We understand, like, to field the ball and throw a ball in 2-6, or to be able to do double steals, or when you bobble, like Savannah White. Like, we won game twos because Savannah's aggressive. We always say, you got to have instinct on the bases. Speed without instinct is pointless. So we have a lot of kids that are aggressive. I never yell at them for being over-aggressive. We'll have a discussion. I'm over-aggressive. I get us thrown out a lot, but I also help us score a lot of runs. So I never hold them back, right? They don't have a seatbelt on the bases. Ball in the dirt, go. You're going to see me fussing more because we didn't go versus us actually going. So that's just a part of our DNA. We understand that you have to be over-aggressive and make the defense try to be perfect.
I mentioned it before, but it's worth another mention. Your team, 18 errors in 27 conference games, the best fielding percentage. I mean, overall, too, 42 errors in 55, and you played such clean softball the last 2 months of the season. What does that take? How did you get this team to the next level?
It takes focus, and it took me to hire Coach Nerissa Myers, who probably was one of the best shortstops in Louisiana Lafayette history, too. She's definitely a very fundamental mindset. She is patient with them. Whatever deficiencies or whatever I fuss about in our coaches meeting, she goes out there without me even knowing, and she's doing a drill to fix that. And she's pretty direct. Like, I think just her working with them, building that confidence. And it was some growing pains. In the fall, it was tough because she's very different than me. I'm super high energy and all these things, and she's very calm and direct and very blunt. And so we kind of had to bridge the gap of, okay, how do we get through these growing pains? And then once we, you know, it's that learning who you are. If you know who somebody is, then you receive information differently. And I thought as we continue to grow, we got better as an infield. And once we got over that hurdle, it was about, you know, playing softball, doing things right, doing the small things, moving our feet. But I definitely 100% give her the credit for the infield, double plays. I think we had a goal. We broke that goal a few weeks back, how many double plays we wanted for the season. So it's just been fun, and it's great to see the girls buy in and field the ball clean.
The hitting has been there, the fielding has been there, and the pitching. We talked about just incredible in CAA play. But Bella, one of the best pitchers in Campbell softball history, or the best in Campbell softball history. You know, you have Kayla that was in a closer's role this year, the veteran that has been there, for so long. And then you mixed in some others as well, including a true freshman. Just an incredible pitching staff that it seems like just keeps getting better as this year goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have five, Megan Gregory, Kat Serna, also have contributed this season and at different times of the year. Everybody's got a chance to lead and grow. Bill kind of started off slow, was going through some growing pains. It was more self-confidence. I was like, whenever you feel like you want to be pitcher of the year, you could be her whenever you figure it out, but you haven't forgotten how to pitch. And so, and while she was going through what she was going through, everybody else was doing well. I think at Coastal, Greg threw a complete game and did some good stuff. Lear, early on, got the ball a lot as well. So just proud of them as a whole. Kat got her first ever complete game and got wins over Rutgers. And so it's just fun to see all of them. Last year we kind of had to tag team with Hald and Bell for a season. And the whole goal of this year was to be healthy right now. And I think we've accomplished that goal with having a pitching staff and keeping Bell's pitch count down, because I felt like at the end of the year we kind of ran out of gas. And so, as you can see, she's getting stronger in our final series, and we're excited. At this point, right, teams still have to prepare for five pitchers. Obviously, they're going to try to prepare for Bell, but they don't know if Lear's coming in, Kat's coming in, Serna's coming in, Greg's coming in. And so that's our luxury as well.
Quite a luxury indeed. You've been through a lot of these conference tournaments, not only here, but winning championships elsewhere in your head coaching stops, your assistant coaching stop. What does it take to go into a fiercely contested CAA tournament with so many good teams and come out on top?
Great pitching, timely hitting, and air-free defense. It's really that simple. If we keep it that simple, we'll win. We talked about today. We won three games in Delaware against the number one team in the conference, and we batted 150. Look at God. But it came down to timely hitting and great pitching. Our pitching staff would have had a below one. If we didn't give up two runs there in that last inning, but a 1.000 ERA against the number one team in the conference, who batted 125 in three games, they did their thing. So proud of them, so proud of our defense. It was amazing at the end of that first game when it was off Delaney's glove to Mac and she throws a laser and we win. I'm like, It's for us. What's for us is for us, and we got each other's back, and we were fighting to get that out because we did not want to give them another opportunity to swing the bat. So it's just fun to see our confidence right now and the grit, and it's different people showing up. Brooke Carey got two hits in that first game to score two runs to beat them 2-1, right? And Brooke hadn't been in the lineup regularly. So that's the cool thing about us. It's about matchups. We do a really good job, I think, scouting and discussing the pitchers that we're going to be facing and who potentially is going to match up against the rise ball, drop ball, or who can hit the changeup. So we do mix our lineups quite a bit. And then the same with the defense. Like, all right, do we have a short game defense? Do we have a power hitting defense? Like, who do we want on the corners? So it's been fun to collaborate as a coach and staff. I think we really talk the game a lot this year and try to brainstorm on who's the best for this particular opponent. And it's not just, we got our starting nine, let's go.
A great coaching staff, a great head coach, some great student athletes, and another great championship coming back to Campbell. Four straight regular season championships, trying to make it four straight tournament championships and four straight NCAA tournament appearances. Coach, congratulations so far. Give them hell down there this weekend.
Yeah, go Campbell!
Thank you all for coming out tonight. Our softball championship takeover. What a success. They will start CAA tournament play this Thursday at noon down at UNCW on their campus in Wilmington, North Carolina. That'll do it for Camel Call Live, our final show in 2 Mondays. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. Have a great week. And go Camel.